And hello, Audio Boot people. Today is March 14th, 2013, and it's just about 12:40, 20 to 1. And I just finished purchasing my travel insurance for through American Express RBC Insurance. And I usually do this. I don't really need. It's a good thing to have travel insurance. I know it's. I probably pay a little extra for what I don't need, like lost baggage, trip interruption. Even though it's with a Greyhound bus, I figure it's always good to have that insurance just in case for my peace of mind. And I should probably save that certificate of insurance like as a PDF, but I'm supposed to be getting it in the mail, although it hasn't come. But the wallet card has the important phone numbers, so I'm going to print this off now. And so now it's just processing here, and hopefully it prints here. Okay, as long as it decides to print here. This is just the printer here. But anyway, it's supposed to take place from the 27th, purchase right from when I leave the 27th through to the 19th, April the 19th when I return. And it's been printed off, which is good because it's something that I will need. So what I'm probably going to do next is print the, I got to print the purchase receipt off, so I will just resume once that done, because I got to, okay, so we close the window here, and yeah, it was 94 something the trip cost me here, and so I'm going to open up the purchase receipt here now, when it decides to open. Okie dokie. So, and that's why I probably don't really need that, but it will give me the what I need. So, basically, when I've purchased this before, it's always it's never been the last couple times it didn't come in the mail, and it's 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks now. And well, it did come in the mail, but I'd already gone. So this time, with it printed out, I don't have to worry about recording the number to my phone or anything like that. So, I'm just going to set down here, and I'm just going to do the Control-P command here to print, and sorry, folks, a lot of fiddle-faddling, folks. I'm just, you know, trying to do, because I don't use JAWS, I use Zoom Text here to print. So, we're just going to print the purchase receipt now here. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to going to Alabama, and hopefully the weather's really good. And so, okay, now what's this? Okay, it's going to print something here. Okay, it's actually printing the other receipt now. Yeah, and this is actually my roommate's printer. Of course, when she gets her own place and we get our own places, she'll be taking that with her. But I'm getting one, my own printer through ADP. Okay, why did that take two sheets of paper? Okay, we'll get that sorted out in a second. But anyway, we're all set now, as far as that goes. But anyway, yeah. you know, this is, but it's always good to take travel insurance. I always do that because it's good peace of mind, you know, for being there 3 weeks like that. You just never know. I think it's a very important part of anyone taking a trip. I know we've gone to the States. My parents do, just for the day or a few hours. It's not such a big deal. But as it is, if you're going for any length of time, this is very important that you take some kind of travel insurance. And I probably paid more than I needed to, but I think it's better to pay too much and not need it than to not pay enough and not have it, and then something comes up and I need it. So the important thing is the emergency medical insurance, because, you know, especially with high blood pressure and pacemaker and all that, it's good to have that peace of mind. And, you know, you never know if something happens there too, like, you know, have to go to the hospital emergency for any reason, cut myself, fall, break my leg, or something like that. So, anyway, that's this boo for today. And And thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you stuck around. Hope I wasn't too boring or mundane for you. So anyway, that is all. And take care. And see everybody next Audioboo. And God bless.